The Net Farm Income Forecast. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The 2013 U.S. Farm Income Forecast shows productivity. Susan Carter has more on the positive outlook despite the droughts, flooding, and other natural disasters.
USDA's Economic Research Service reports this year's net farm income is forecast to be more than $120 billion. That's up 6% from 2012's estimate of just under $114 billion.
Good news, and we want to obviously continue that momentum.
That's how Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack describes the report.
I think it's a further sign of the positive momentum that has been achieved over the past 5 years.
The increase is the second highest inflation-adjusted amount since 1973. The way the figures are calculated, net cash income measures the difference between cash expenses and the combination of commodities that are sold during the calendar year. This is then added to other sources of farm income. That's how the forecast is at $120.8 billion, which is down just over 10% from 2012. The forecast reveals a return to trend yields would lead to record crop production levels and result in substantial year-end crop inventories.
It gives me confidence that our farmers and ranchers are going to continue to show the determination and innovation that's been the hallmark of American agriculture and productivity of American agriculture for generations.
But despite productivity and being able to deal with drought and the other natural disasters that have taken place, rent, labor, and feed are the expense items expected to increase the most in 2013, and farm sector assets, debt, and equity are all forecast to get a boost. As in the last several years, increases in farm asset value are expected to exceed increases in farm debt, with farm real estate the main driving force. This confirms the strength of the farm sector's solvency, both the debt-to-asset ratio and debt-to-equity ratio, which are expected to reach historic lows. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
And so far, good yield results for Tennessee corn and soybeans, which will help boost farm income here. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.